just as the Apaches cleared station, then my task force was moved from a reserve position. We came up from the south, crossed into this area, and we attacked to clean up this area from south to north through both the major roads. The road to the east carried much of the combat support, combat service support vehicles, a lot of wheels, some tracks. This road to clean up, destroy any remaining operational vehicles.
War in the Middle East. In the spring of 2003, the United States invaded the country of Iraq and removed its dictator, Saddam Hussein, from power. This foreign occupation was only the latest episode in a long series of wars, revolts, and foreign occupations that have plagued the Middle East for decades. As for the war in Iraq, it has happened before.
Fort Rutbard on the oil pipeline from Kirkuk was occupied by Rashid Ali's forces at the beginning of May. Our cameraman in Iraq now sends us these pictures of the famous Arab Legion working in conjunction with our forces during the final attack leading to the capture of the fortress.
Exactly when did all of this conflict begin? And how did the Western world become so involved in the Middle East? To answer these questions, we must go back to a time when the Middle East was known as the Ottoman Empire, to a time when its armies fought in World War I. We need to follow the story of that war and its political impact on the Middle East. We must go back to the year of 1914. With surprise naval attacks against Odessa, Sevastopol, Yalta, and other Russian cities, the Ottoman Empire, spanning from the southeastern tip of Europe, across modern-day Turkey, to the Arabian Desert and the Caucasus Mountains, plunges into the cataclysm of a world war that is already claiming thousands of lives on the battlefields of France. Three men are in control of the Ottoman government in Istanbul. Enver Pasha, the Minister of War, Talat Pasha, the Minister of Interior, and Jamal Pasha, Minister of the Navy. These three leaders rule as dictators over more than 20 million people. About half of them are Turks. The other half is made up of Arabs, Greeks, Armenians, and other minorities. Enver Pasha is determined to join Germany and the Austro-Hungarian Empire in their fight against France, Great Britain, and Russia. The German Emperor, Wilhelm II, has already sent a military mission to Istanbul, led by General Liman von Sanders.
At the time, there was no reason to suppose that the Ottoman Empire would be a part of it, or that the Middle East would be involved in it. It was a European affair and not a Middle Eastern one. But as a sort of accident, the Ottoman Empire did come into the war. And though I say an accident, in a sense, it was not an accident, because it was the work of a very talented conspirator and plotter, Enver Pasha.
Enver manipulates the government in Istanbul and slowly leads the Ottoman Empire into war. On October 25th, 1914, Enver issues his fateful orders that will send hundreds of thousands to their deaths. He orders the Turkish fleet into the Black Sea to start a war against Russia. The mission is accomplished all too well. After that fateful attack, the Ottoman Empire will not live to see another day of peace.